It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. There are a number of signs that things are wrapping up much earlier this year at the Iowa State House. Republican and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate say they are well ahead of schedule, and there's a few issues shaking out that will likely be fodder in 2014 campaigns. Joyce Russell is our State House correspondent. She stops by on Mondays to talk about the week ahead at the legislature. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
First off, an issue that since the outset of the session in January was a part of Governor Terry Branstad's priorities, bullying. The governor has a plan. The Senate has passed a plan. Where do negotiations on anti-bullying legislation stand?
Well, just observing this debate, Clay, I think it's significant how many legislators have stories about young people, their constituents who were bullied at school and then in the tragic cases ended up committing suicide. You mentioned the governor has a plan, the Senate has a plan, the House has a plan, and all three sides agree that parents should be notified in cases of bullying in school, and to some degree, schools can address bullying that happens off of school grounds. But a sticking point has developed in the House. Republicans have offered an amendment to give school administrators immunity in cases where school bullying goes badly wrong. And Democrats are resisting that so-called immunity clause.
With signs of the session wrapping up soon, how likely is an anti-bullying bill to survive this session?
Well, all along, I thought it was very likely the legislature will pass a bullying bill, and it probably still is. But the top Democrat in the Iowa House, Mark Smith, made it sound a little bit iffier. Here's Smith commenting on that immunity question.
If we can get to that point where we have something that we can agree on that has the kind of mechanisms in it that truly does protect Iowa's children, we can move this forward.
So it's not clear if another one of the governor's priorities will get past this session, that is the expansion of rural broadband access in the state. Where do things stand with expanding broadband in Iowa?
Well, they're working on legislation to give income tax breaks and property tax breaks for companies to expand high-speed internet into rural areas. The governor announced this as a priority months ago, and the same questions that were raised then are being raised now. How do you justify giving incentives to telecommunications companies to expand broadband when it may have been something they were already going to do?
Also, where do things stand with negotiations to beef up Iowa's kidnapping laws?
Well, that's the bill that follows last year's tragedy in Dayton, Iowa, where a man let out of prison on an earlier kidnapping charge, kidnapped two girls, and then killed Kathleen Shepard before killing himself. The girls' families have been at the State House lobbying for tougher kidnapping laws. And the House and Senate actually agree on that. But the House wants to go further and limit time off for good behavior for convicts in prison on charges involving children. The offender in the Dayton case got out of prison much earlier than his sentence called for because of time off for good behavior. And there are some technical reasons why it's not a good idea to eliminate time off for good behavior for one type of crimes and not another. And yet, I think a common gut reaction might be, why should someone who's in prison for harming children get time off for good behavior? And I think this has the potential for being a resonant issue in the fall campaign.
Finally, last week, Democratic Senator Bill Dotzler of Waterloo held a press conference to express concerns about laid-off Iowans who appealed to a state regulator for unemployment benefits and that they may have had their cases denied by judges pressured to reject the claims. Dotzler was calling for a federal investigation into Iowa workforce development, and last week, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall was asked if the Democratic caucus supported Dotzler. Here's what he had to say, and if you've got kids in the car, he uses some colorful language.
I cannot condemn in more firm words the actions of the director to instruct administrative law judges to screw Iowans out of their benefits. Of course our caucus is behind this.
This led Republican Speaker of the House Craig Paulson to say Senate Democrats were just playing politics.
They apparently identified an issue or something that offends them. Maybe it should offend us too. I don't know because they haven't shared the information with us. All I know is that they're out, you know, tweeting and Facebooking and talking in hyperbole.
So, Joyce, what do you make of these issues playing out between the Republicans and Democrats?
Well, Democratic Senator Jack Hatch, who's running for governor against Governor Branstad, was out in front of the cameras making hay out of the issue. And Democrats will have the opportunity to give this story legs in the coming weeks by conducting an oversight investigation. So this is not the last we're hearing of this.
Okay, thanks, Joyce.
Thank you.